Welcome back to Blockhouse Studios. We're so pleased to present the Anandi Bhattacharya Trio. Welcome to Bloomington. We're very pleased to have you here. How about a teaser? Can we have a song from you, please?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Beautiful. We're live at Blockhouse Studios with the Anandi Bhattacharya Trio. Thank you so much. How about some introductions, please?
Anandi Bhattacharya, the singer of the band.
Yes.
She's just 21, and this is her sixth global tour. And she just released an album called Anandi Joys Abound just a couple of months ago. And her repertoire is from Indian classical raga music to contemporary compositions of any composer. And she also sings along with harmonies and jazz, whatever. She also is amazing in writing songs and describing songs in a much better, with a better communication with the field of world music. And this is her first Bloomington Festival. And this is myself, Debashish Bhattacharya, the Indian slide guitarist. This is my 25th year of playing this festival. I played in 1993, the first year of the festival. And Subhashish Bhattacharya is a tabla player. And he also played in this Bloomington Festival, Lotus Festival in 2008 and before that. And I play Indian slide guitar. This is the Anandi guitar. And Subhashish plays hand drums. And also he's an amazing mouth percussionist as well.
He's an amazing composer and has released his own album called The Tabla Nanda, which is already released in the United States and will release worldwide on the 26th of October, where he has himself composed a lot of music. My father here, Pandit Debashish Bhattacharya, is a Grammy-nominated artist and two times BBC awardee. He's very humble and he's not going to say it on his own, so I might as well put in that for him.
I appreciate it. Well, how wonderful to have you both back in Bloomington and to welcome your daughter along with this time. It must be very special to share this kind of an experience within your family.
Absolutely. I think within us, we know how much being together as a family contributes to who we are musically on stage, and to have such revered, respected artists so close to me is a very big honor. Sometimes I gotta pinch myself to realize that it is indeed true. Also a very big challenge to play with them, because they're so worldly acclaimed. They're maestros in their own fields, and it's quite a challenge to be with them. Yeah.
And an influence, as you mentioned. I understand your music to be sort of, as your father noted, a mix of genres and styles, so still having that sort of traditional ethos of Indian culture, but also with mixes from throughout the world.
Absolutely. Yes.
I must say that we just came back from the sound check at the church.
Yes.
And it's awesome.
Sounds divine.
I played in that church for so many years, but this time it's sounding amazing.
Ah.
We are looking forward tonight to have a great audience, and we have some surprise performances as well.
Well, the anticipation is growing. How about another song to whet the appetite?
Dirt, 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 d
We're live at Blockhouse Studios with the Anandi Bhattacharya Trio. That was beautiful. Thank you so much. You mentioned in our last chat there was an album out, and I understand it's doing quite well. Do you want to talk a little bit about the album?
Yes. The album has been arranged and composed by my father, Pandit Debashish Bhattacharya, and has extraordinary contributions and ideas from my uncle, Pandit Subhashish Bhattacharya, without whose contribution it wouldn't be doing well. As it is. It's in the World Music Europe charts top five for the last 2 months. It's got 5 stars from the London Evening Standard. It's on the top 5 of the Songlines magazine. It's got 4 stars from The Guardian and many other European newspapers. It's an incredible album in itself because of the way it's been presented. The authenticity of Indian classical music is intact, but in a more contemporary light. The pieces of songs are not long as in an improvised concert, but it's more like songs, as you would hear. So they're very concise, arranged compositions that sort of display and provide an entire palette of Indian music along with it.
Wonderful. Congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
Very exciting.
Thank you.
I think we have time for one more song, if you don't mind.
Of course. Thank you.
Well, thank you again to joining us here in the studio. I know it was a little bit of a surprise to you that you were going to be performing live. So
thank you.
Thank you for your grace.
We enjoyed this whole thing.
Good.
Beautiful.